Shmuel Beis Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed Dalet. So David has been reassured that Amnon is dead, but none of his other sons are. But nevertheless, this is pretty bad. And according to Chazal, he continues to stay in mourning for an extended period of time with no consolation over the death of Amnon. A few authorities, some of the ones who especially like the kind of spirituality stuff, say that David knew through Ruach HaKodesh that Amnon's soul had not achieved tikkun, it had not achieved kapara, and it had not rested. And this was going to last for an extended period of time. So Vayivrach Avshalom, so Avshalom fled and ran away, knowing that, first of all, the sons of the Melech knew that, as we'll see later in the Pasuk, that Amnon might chase them down and kill them too. So they're taking every highway and byway and Route 17M and old Route 17 to try to make their way back down. But Avshalom, meanwhile, takes the opportunity to get out of Dodge. Vayison Hana'ar Hatsofe Es Einov. And so the lookout youth raised his eyes. So Avshalom, meanwhile, is fleeing, very possibly in the opposite direction. But in the meantime, at the palace, there's a posted lookout, the kid who's no good at anything else in warfare, but he's sharp-eyed. So he saw, as he raised his eyes, Vayar v'hinei amrav, holchim miderach acharav mitzad ha'har, that a very large multitude of people were coming on the back road from alongside the mountain, Route 17M. You know, not Route 17 proper. They want to avoid the traffic jam at New Square. And so they're running for it. Lamed hei vayomer Yonadav el Hamelech. So here's Yonadav again, always right there on the ball to try to help out in this incident. So Yonadav the nephew said to the king, Hinei v'nei Hamelech bo'u. Behold, the king's sons have come. The lookout didn't know who all the men were. He just saw a lot of people running for it on their mules, going, I would say at 90 miles an hour, but it's a mule, so going at 9 miles an hour, galloping their way on mules, ga-dunk, 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 down the road, the back road, from the side of the mountain. And he's like, wait a minute, why aren't they coming on the main road? Why aren't they coming on the main highway? Why are they taking the service lane? Why aren't they in the middle of King's Highway? Literally. And so Yonadav said, that's the rest of the sons. Kidvar Abdecha Kain Haya. Just as your servant said, so it has happened. Very happy to take full credit. Look, it's the good news, just like I told you it was going to be. And again, this might be one of the reasons that Yonadav is not the most beloved. Nobody likes a guy who says, I told you so all the time. So, Lamed Vav, Ayehi Kechalo Soledaber. And so it was when he finished speaking, B'nei B'nei HaMelech Bo. And the B'nei HaMelech rode up to the gate. And this was multitude that included them. Vayisu kolam vayivku. And they raised their voices and wept. V'gam HaMelech v'chol avadov bachu. And also the king and all of his servants were weeping. B'chi gadol ma'od. So it was a very great weepage. Everybody's crying. Everybody's howling. And when everybody's kind of egging each other on, and they have reason. You know, a prince has just murdered another prince. This can't be good. So the king's sons are reporting firsthand what happened. Whereas earlier, news had just come from Yonadav. So according to various tellings, Avshalom was not the eldest. He was the second oldest. Amnon was the eldest. So the fact that the Bechor of the king was the one who behaved so badly, as the eldest son, I should be worried about this. But frequently, just because you're the Bechor doesn't mean you always do the right thing. Ask Esav. Although by the time he was really terrible, he wasn't the Bechor. He had sold it. Reuven makes mistakes as the Bechor. Sometimes the Bechor isn't always completely righteous all the time. And it's interesting that when David's infant son had died in an earlier parak, he didn't weep. He just said, why should I keep mourning? I can't bring him back again. I'll go to him. He can't come to me. So why is he so broken up by the death of Amnon? So the thing is that the death of a child, even a baby that has not lived yet, is not the same as mourning an eldest son who was the heir to the throne. And the fact that Amnon was killed by his own brother comes as a huge surprise and shock, particularly considering that Avshalom had so successfully pulled the wool over David's eyes, as it were. And furthermore, that Nathan Hanavi had warned David by Nevuah in advance that the baby was going to die. So this is a different situation, and David is absolutely shattered by it, and everybody is weeping.